Welcome to a special program of Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. I'm David Pick. All this week, we've been hearing a dramatized reading of Pastor Colin Smith's book, Heaven So Near and So Far. Well, we're going to pause that reading just for today. We'll continue with Heaven So Near and So Far in tomorrow's broadcast. Recently, Pastor Colin was in the UK and he came to the studio with Open the Bible UK's Executive Director, John Martin. Also with Sue McLeish, who is a long-term supporter of Open the Bible and who also reads Open the Bible daily. John started by asking Colin how Open the Bible got started.
Well, it began with a suggestion from one of our elders. Why should we not look at doing something on the radio? It's not something that I had ever really imagined. But in God's kindness, a member of the congregation at just that time, who was working at Moody Radio, came in and volunteered to make a mock-up of a sermon as to what it would sound like as a radio program. I knew nothing about this until I heard about it, and it was at precisely the same time as the elders had said we should think about doing this. So God's providence was in it from the beginning. It began as a weekly radio program, then it expanded to a daily program. It was on one station in Chicago, and then it ended up being on many stations around the country. And now, of course, we have the joy of being on Premier Radio and the opportunity of serving here in the UK.
Yes, and not only are we on Premier Christian Radio, but listener comments coming in. We have an ability, you know, to pick up when a listener writes in and says thank you for the ministry that they're receiving. And often those are people who are in a difficult position in life, and not everybody, but whether that's just literally their location, they're unable to get to a church because of where they live or because of their own personal circumstances, but also more sort of spiritually or you know, their environment, something's happened in life and they're at a place where they're searching, or they're particularly aware of their need. And amongst the various ministries out there, of which we're not the only one, but certainly God seems to be using the ministry of Open the Bible to touch people, to move people, to encourage people, to equip them. We find those that are benefiting from the ministry, they're obviously a number of individuals, but I think that the sense in which many of us as individuals are linked to churches and we're gathering together, a lot of the time we will be receiving God's word together. And that's not only in churches, but sometimes as churches and individuals gather at conferences, at events, and so on. This year we have the Keswick Convention, which has been running for nearly 175 years. There are various Keswick Fellowship events around the country, of which one is the Cotswold Bible Festival, and that is set to be happening in November of 2024. And you will be speaking at both of those. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're anticipating with those opportunities?
Yes, and I'm very excited about the opportunities that you've mentioned. The last time I was at Keswick, I was a teenager. During my teenage years, Keswick's influence was huge in my life. But they used to send cassettes of the Bible readings at Keswick in little white cardboard boxes and padded envelopes. And I used to get these from the Keswick Library, would have them for a month, typed out notes as a teenager. That Keswick's ministry was formative in my life. So the opportunity and invitation to speak there really is a blessing and a joy. I have the opportunity of leading a track, and we're going to be doing a flight through the Bible story. There'll be four sessions altogether. We'll do the Old Testament, the Gospels, the New Testament, and then speak about how this can be used. I found that there are a lot of Christians who know stories from the Bible, but they don't really have a sense of the big picture story of the Bible. And the whole Bible really is one story. It begins in a garden, it ends in a city, and all the way through it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the flight is really aimed to give people a sense of the Bible story as a whole. So we meet five people in the Old Testament, five events in the life of Jesus in the Gospels, and five gifts that God gives to those who believe from the New Testament letters. So it's obviously a very high altitude flight, but it does give people a sense of what's there in the scriptures. And I think this is really important because for generations, Christians have been involved in reaching out to bring other people to faith. And in the past, we've had the luxury of reaching people who at least had some knowledge of who God is and the basic contours of the Bible story. That's all changed. Now we're trying to reach people who really have no idea at all. And I think a great way to introduce people who have no idea about Christianity is simply to introduce the Bible story, because the story itself has the stepping stones, or building blocks is maybe a better way of putting it, that help us to understand who Jesus is, why we need him, what he came to accomplish, what he's able to do in our lives. God unfolds that through the story. So if you can introduce people to the story of the Bible, that's a great way to introduce people to the gospel.
And as you do the seminars to fly us through the Bible at Keswick in the summer, that'll be an opportunity for anyone who is there, obviously, to come and gather and to learn from that. And you'll be doing some other teaching amongst other Bible teachers as well. But tell us more about the fly through the Bible. How else, if we can't get to Keswick, how else can we fly through the Bible with Open the Bible?
Yeah, so that will be freely available online for people to use. And the way that I like to describe the ministry of Open the Bible, we want to open the Bible for people. We do that through the radio program and through the website. We want to help people open the Bible for themselves, and we do that through Open the Bible Daily that we've been speaking about. But then we want to encourage people to open the Bible with others. Who is there in your life who might be willing to open the Bible with you if you were to invite them to do so? And we're finding in the church that I serve that there are that's actually quite an easy ask, and that there are people who are interested. Yeah, I'd be curious just to know. And the flight through the Bible is an easy way of doing that. You can use this online material and some questions that come with each of the sessions to create a short conversation over a cup of coffee with a friend. All kinds of ways of using this, but we want to encourage people to say, who is there in your life that might be willing to open the Bible with you if you ask them?
Yeah, the three words that I often use for Fly Through the Bible and some of the other books and resources we have is that they're short, they're simple, and they are shareable. Mm. I think I have found that with that recent publication, 6 Hours That Changed the World, or the other booklet, you know, less than 100 pages, Heaven, How I Got Here. And similarly, the forthcoming Fly Through the Bible, again, about 100 pages. They're not very long. They are achievable for somebody. And I think that as you read them, I found myself thinking, oh, I could give this away. Yes. And so that's one option. Or not just, oh, I could give this away, but possibly I could discuss it with a friend, or even sit with them and read it with them. Yes. You know, they're short, pithy chapters. If there's a question or a point for discussion or reflection, then we're trying to help people to think beyond just, oh, I'm just going to read this for me and leave it there. Yes. We want them to pass on the gospel. The gospel is for sharing. This is just one tool of many that the Lord could use to help people with that.
It's getting people started and then leaving them wanting more. And that I think is where the flight, God willing, will be helpful to people. It's the word that does the work. And when you say about this friend and neighbor who's been born again, you know, we are born again of the imperishable seed of the word of God. It's the word of God that actually brings new life. It generates new life. So we want to see people come to faith in Christ. And the way to do that is to get the living seed of the word of God into their lives. And these are simple ways to do that. And they all arise from the conviction that the Bible is the word of God and that the word of God does the work of God.
Sometimes you may not have that much confidence, and we just want to help you, support you, encourage you to get the Bible open. Because as Pastor Colin has said, you know, as we open the Bible, God brings life. As we open the Bible, God speaks, and the power is there, and it's a living word. Yeah. And it's so exciting to hear testimonies, the stories of the impact that God's word has made. The one that you've shared is wonderful. I have to say, David, if we long to hear from listeners, don't we?
We do.
And when we hear stories, and they go on the website and they drop us a note. I had one just come through the other day from a lady who was just testifying to what the benefits she'd had from this material. I had a letter I've actually brought with me to share with Pastor Colin later that came from someone who's actually in one of the prisons in the UK, and therefore their ability to access community and fellowship is limited, and yet being able to tune into Premier Christian Radio and Open the Bible, the broadcast, has been, they literally say it's a lifeline for them. And so any opportunities we can have to hear from listeners as to how any of the resources have helped them, it's just an encouragement for us, really, to see how God will use it for his glory. Mm-hmm. Pastor Colin, could you tell us a little bit about the Christmas stories that you both preached and then turned into a booklet? Tell us a bit about Christmas stories.
Yes, well, I made a habit over a period of years of doing a Christmas message told in the first person from the perspective of various characters in the Christmas story, and enjoyed reflecting on the miracle of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ from the perspective of the characters involved in that. And that became a little booklet resource called Christmas Stories. And I think that's one of the most popular things that we've broadcast on the radio over the years. We always get lots of response from it. I think perhaps the most striking one is the story of Herod told in the first person, because, of course, he ends up in entirely the wrong place. And it's too late for him now, but it's not too late for you. And there's a real message in that.
The first person narrative does that has helped, hasn't it? It sort of lent itself to you imagining, oh, we could tell this story from the voice of Mary, and in yes. your case, the voice of Mary looking back yes. at those days. Yes. And similarly, I have found it very powerful, actually, to use the story, to take the story of the thief on the cross, but also not just the story itself, but the way, Colin, you had preached it again from the perspective of that thief, looking back from heaven, how did I get here? It's a wonderful story for many people who think, oh, I've messed up my life. It's too late. What can I offer? I'm not good enough for God. All those kind of classic issues. And yet you can say, well, here is the case study. And also let's frame it from a man looking back thinking, how on earth did I get here?
Yes.
Yeah. Pastor Colin, could you tell me a little bit about that? We're not far off Easter, and you have taught through the Easter story in a number of ways, and I'm thinking particularly of Heaven, How I Got Here, and also the other book that we've got, 6 Hours That Changed the World. Do you want to tell us a little bit about those, either of those?
Yes, well, the story of the thief on the cross, to me, is the best story for opening up an understanding of God's marvelous grace. I think a lot of people have the idea at the back of their minds that if a person was to get into heaven, it would be by living a good enough life. And the story of the thief on the cross just blows that out of the water. It really does. I mean, here's a person who obviously had not lived a good life and obviously was not at a point where they could turn over a new leaf, make a new beginning and do better and so forth. He's right at the end of his life. And yet Jesus says quite clearly to him, today you will be with me in paradise. So if the thief on the cross is entering into the joy of God's immediate presence, then it's not on the basis that he lived a good enough life. And that opens up the question, well, then how does he get in? And the answer to that, of course, is the grace of God that comes to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus was on the cross. That's what he offers to us, the grace of his forgiveness and his marvelous salvation. But it's the story of the thief on the cross that I found opens people's minds to begin to think about grace. So I use that story often, and I'm grateful to have been able to write it again in the first person, Heaven, How I Got Here, the story of the thief on the cross. It's basically the story of what happened on that last day of his life, just with a little bit that is added from a fictional perspective. There must have been some kind of a story that led to his being given the death sentence. But at the center of it is his encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, his turning to Christ, and this marvelous promise. And as we've been talking about, one thing leading to another, the book was then written up into a one-person play. And Stephen Baldwin, the actor, came and performed that at the church that I pastor in the Chicago area. He did it on two separate years around Easter time. It was a remarkable performance. Stephen speaks about the impact that playing the role of the thief on the cross had in his own life. He identified with that very, very deeply. And you can see from the film that was made of this one-man play, you can see the intensity with which he engaged with the story and with the character. It's really a very, very moving piece. And that film of the one-man play held over these 2 years in Chicago, we're now able to make available online, and we're delighted to be able to do that. I really hope that this will help people to understand God's grace.
And the film of that Thief on the Cross, acted by Stephen Baldwin, that's going to be made available afresh this coming Easter, I believe.
Yes.
And we hope to do that on the UK website and on the US website. Is this something that can be not just watched by individuals, but is there an opportunity for it to be used by churches at all, evangelistically, to share with others? I don't know what the parameters for use are.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the more widely it can be used, the better. And I think one way in which it could be used is it could be viewed in homes with a small group of people and then a short discussion afterwards, because it really provokes conversation. Why was it that the thief ended up in heaven? And if a person gets to the answer to that question, then they're very, very near to the place of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a wonderful tool for outreach, I think.
Yeah. What, again, I like about this particular story and the way that Open the Bible has managed to capture it is that we have a book and we have some audio and we have the film.
Yeah.
We also have a little accompanying booklet, How Can I Be Sure About Heaven?
Yes.
So if even the sort of 100-page Heaven How I Got Here, that's a short, accessible book. But even if that's too much, there's a step before that they can take, which is, How Can I Be Sure About Heaven?
Yes. Yeah. And again, that's just taken from the thief on the cross. I mean, what did he do? I mean, he turned to Jesus in repentance. He asked Jesus to save him. And then he trusted the promise that Jesus gave to him. I mean, that could not have been simpler. And that is something that any person can do at any time. You turn to Jesus in repentance, you ask him to save you, and you trust the promise that he gives you. So we want to make things simple so that people can grasp what's at the heart of the Bible, which is the marvelous gospel of God's grace to us in Jesus Christ.
You're listening to a special edition of Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, talking in interview with John Martin, that's Open the Bible's UK Executive Director. Just for today, we're pausing our dramatised reading of Heaven So Near So Far, which has been featured all this week. That's based on Pastor Colin Smith's book. We'll return to that dramatised reading tomorrow. Remember, if you ever miss one of our broadcasts, you can always catch up or go back and listen again online. Come to our website, openthebible.org.uk. There you can hear any of the previously broadcast messages. You can also find us as a podcast. Go to your favourite podcast site, search for Open the Bible UK, and subscribe to receive regular updates. Open the Bible is supported entirely by our listeners. It's people just like you who keep us on the radio and our website. And if you've been considering supporting Open the Bible financially, this month we'd like to thank you for setting up a new donation to Open the Bible in the amount of £5 per month or more by sending you the Heaven Pack. That includes Randy Alcorn's book, Heaven, Pastor Colin Smith's book, Heaven, How I Got Here, The Story of the Thief on the Cross, and 5 copies of the booklet, How Can I Be Sure of Heaven, to give away to people who may be curious about heaven. Colin, how will people be helped by reading Heaven, How I Got Here?
Well, I'm laughing because I think that my book on The Thief on the Cross is going to look very small beside Randy Alcorn's 500-page book on heaven, which is an absolute classic. But, you know, books can be used in different ways. And so Randy Alcorn's is a book that you'll want to have in your home and you'll go back to many, many times. You'll look up the questions that he addresses. There's over 40 of them in relation to heaven, and that's really helpful. Heaven, How I Got Here, you'll use in an entirely different way. It's a small book, very easy to read, and it tells the story of the thief on the cross in the first person. And the mission of the book, the reason for writing it, is that this story really explains grace better than any story that I know or could think of. Many people have the idea that if you're going to get into heaven, you'll do that by living a good enough life. And obviously the thief on the cross didn't do that, and he did get into heaven, and he got there by God's grace. So for anyone who needs to grasp what the grace of God is, this is a very simple story that explains that. And so this is a book that you can read and enjoy, and I hope a book that you'll think about passing on to a friend who needs to discover God's grace.
Well, the Heaven Pack is our gift to you if you're able to set up a new donation to the work of Open the Bible this month in the amount of £5 per month or more. Full details of this offer are on our website, openthebible.org.uk. I hope you'll be able to join us again tomorrow for the final part of our dramatised reading of Heaven So Near So Far. For Open the Bible and Pastor Colin Smith, I'm David Pick, and I look forward to seeing you again next time on Open the Bible. Why did Judas Iscariot turn against Jesus after following him for so long? Find out in the next part of our series, Heaven So Near So Far, here on Open the Bible.